This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we want to talk... This is going to be interesting. We want to talk about, like, basically life lessons
mm-hmm.
that you learned the hard way.
Yeah. You effed around and found out.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you...
Yeah.
That phrase is out there in the universe, and people go, hey, eff around and find out. And you're like, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. But it's like, you did. And you and now, like, save the rest of us.
You're going to learn today.
Right. Save the rest of us from doing the thing.
Yeah.
So, if you have one of those, we want you to call in. Like, my... biggest one, T-Egg reminded me of a second one, but like my biggest one is don't mess with geese. Just don't.
What happened?
Period. Full stop. Geese, they're just like, oh my God, I'm in the road. And like, ugh, and like, oh, you don't want to kill them or whatever. And it's like, they're meek and helpless. And like, you just feel like, oh God, mm-hmm. I feel so bad for these things. They're just wandering around the tech center and they're just so slow. And you're like, ugh, and just, ugh. But my aunt Bobby, I know that sounds weird, but her name was Dorothy and we just called her Bobby.
That made it weirder.
Honestly, yes.
I didn't call her. I mean, I called her that, but I'm not the one who named her that. Her brother's, like my father's name is Lewis, but everybody called him Sonny. Like, nobody had a right name.
Yeah. Okay. My family's like that too.
No, there's hey, there's Billy Bob. He's like, what's his name? Kevin? You're like, what? Yeah. Why would you call him?
I don't know.
Anyway, my aunt Bobby had geese on her property, and I went in the backyard one time, and I'm just like, they're just in the way. I believe she had strawberries or something in the backyard, and I wanted some. So I was like, tried to move the goose.
No.
Just F around and find out.
You don't move the goose.
You don't move the goose. Because it like it was walking, and then it hurried its step up, and I'm like, well, as I approach it, it's hurrying its step up, so... if I walk even faster, it's going to hurry and step up even more. Nope. Stopped. Turn around. Wingspan all the way up. And I was like, nick, nick, nick. Like Beetlejuice in the weird part of the movie where it's like, and his head like comes out. You're like, and then. I ran. I was no longer in its territory and it followed me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could not go outside at her house ever again. And I remember even being at my parents' house and look, they have a big picture window. Like this is 4 miles away from my Aunt Bobby's house. And I swear to God, it like flew by real slow.
Yeah.
And did the like one
that.
Wing towards its eyes. Like
I'm watching
where
you.
You're at.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh no.
You don't F around. Don't mess with a goose.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see him all the time in the parking lot and stuff.
Don't.
Now
don't.
I'm always,
don't.
Okay. What about verbally? Could I throw, throw some insults?
No.
Maybe?
Stupid goose.
Yeah. Run.
Dude. People will tell me that, like, I text in if I'm right, 51059, but yes, don't F with a goose.
Okay.
That's my F around and find out.
That's a good one.
Life lesson you learned the hard way. Who else?
We used to have an engineer here, Rip. His name was Mark.
Okay.
And he...
You know, we've ripped a couple of them.
I know.
This place is hard on engineers.
That's why I clarified on which one
okay.
it was.
All right.
But he always would do this thing because I enjoy helping the engineers. I like learning about everything. So he would purposefully be like, Aaron, unplug this, plug this in, whatever. It would shock me. And he would go, don't do that again.
What?
And so you learn. I effed around and found out.
What?
Oh, he laughed really hard.
We've got OSHA on the line. They're very concerned.
What? So what is the F around to find out? Don't trust engineers? Don't listen
to older men? I don't mess with anything. No, I don't. Electrical? Nope. I get someone else. That's my... It's like a full 180.
All right. Engineer or goose? Who would you rather see in a dark alley?
At this point, I'm taking the goose. Yeah. What? That is...
Yeah.
Okay. If you've got something, a life lesson you learned the hard way and you can save us all the toil and trouble, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I have one. I think I learned a couple lessons. It was back when I was in high school and I used to work at a golf course. I was just like the bag boy, you know, whatever. Okay. And they would have league night. And one of the nights, a guy who's in the league, I don't know if he had too much to drink or what, but he was like kind of... He worked at the bank. He's like a high-end guy in the community.
Okay.
But he was driving the golf cart, and he drove it into the pond. It was literally the whole thing into the pond. So it's a men's league. So the next week, some guys got there early, and they brought towels and water wings and like a bunch of floaty things, and they gave them to the bag boys to say, hey, when that guy comes up, put these on his cart. We're going to play a little joke on him since he drove into the pond last time.
It's not your joke.
So we, okay, yeah, yes, sir.
Nope.
And they gave us some money. We're like, okay, sure. So we did it.
Nope.
And lesson number one, not everyone can take a joke.
Oh, no.
That's and it's misguided because he's like...
He was so embarrassed. And then when this came out, he was even more furious because he thought it finally...
Furious at you.
At us. Yes. Came in screaming at us, at our boss. What are they doing? How they get to our car, or my card, and what's going... Or they think this is funny. And we're like, oh, those other guys said it was cool. Yeah, so the other lesson is don't just blindly trust people.
Right.
They're
Which
using
goes
us.
Goes back to Aaron's lesson.
Yeah.
Engineers. He's a co-worker.
My other one that I can think of off the top of my head that you reminded me, I once went on the air. We were doing a topic called I Don't Get It. It's like, I don't understand why this is popular. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And I was like, soccer. By the way, I've since turned a full 180. I think soccer's dope. Mm-hmm. FIFA soccer, Copa soccer, like big soccer. Amazing. I talk trash about soccer. And the fine folks at the Colorado Rapids were like, F around and find out, son. Why don't you come out here?
Yeah. And we've got a bunch of geese out here.
What I believe it happened in a very much Ted Lasso moment, they played the audio of me talking trash about how stupid soccer was for the team.
Oh, no.
Before they went out onto the pitch and they put me in goal.
A sitting duck to keep the goose references
I don't think anyone here knows how fast that ball moves.
I don't know how fast, but I know it's very fast.
And so, like, when you see somebody doing penalty shots and the goalie tries to get to it and it seems impossible, well, let me tell you what's even harder. If they want to hit you with it, it's hard to get out of the way of it.
Oh, yeah. And it's coming so fast, and it's got a curve on it too, right? Uh-huh. It's got a little...
if I move left, I'm fine. And they're like,
no, you just jumped into
it. And also, there's like 12 guys on the pitch, and they're all kicking at the same time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's a little like being cannon fodder. Love you, Rapids. You guys are dope. I also put my hand out to stop one, and it hyperextended my elbow to a point where I was not right for like 6 months.
Wow.
And find out the life lessons you learned the hard way. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about life lessons you kind of learned the hard way.
Yeah.
We're... basically, I learned that messing with geese is a terrible idea. Like, nobody tells you that they're smart, they're vindictive, and they can also triple their size. They're basically the evil guy in whatever that M. Night Shyamalan thing is. Split, where he turns into like, never mind. Just me? Only one?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Someone did text in, though, saying that geese are federally protected. If you kill one, that's a $5,000 fine.
That's not true. You can get a hunting license and kill them.
You know what? Send me the bill.
What?
Because
you acting like a badass is one of my favorite.
No, it's because he's got a bill. He's a geese.
It's a pun.
Put it on my bill. And you laughed at it.
He got you.
Do you understand?
Ever around and find out, buddy. I'll get you laughing.
Do you understand that I was laughing at the fact that you were trying to be a badass?
Oh, yeah.
I did not get the pun. I thought you were like, put it on my bill, Hoss. Yeah. I'm so tough.
No.
There's another one that I want to say before we take a call. Garage door springs.
Oh.
Oh, you have.
Anything related to your garage door?
No.
Unsolicited free endorsement for our good friend Keith Goldstein, the garage door guy. Look him up. He'll go almost anywhere. Definitely, he's out like near Murphy Creek and he's done reunion, but he's come to you. Mm-hmm. He's gone to Steve's house. He's the best. I took some bolts off because I was like, what does this thing do? The second I got the third bolt off, it went fling, and it went because that spring is under tension. And he's like, when he came to fix it, he was like, I have several clients who are missing fingers for being the dumbass that you just were today. It's like, you don't understand. Do you know how heavy a garage door is?
I don't want to find out.
No,
I am aware.
You don't
that
know because you can move it because the spring is doing all
like,
the work.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like any danger at all. You're just
it's the
fixing...
most dangerous thing ever. Don't.
Okay.
Just if something goes wrong with your garage door, you don't have to call Keith, the garage door guy, but you should. Mm-hmm. But don't. Get a screwdriver out.
How many fingers does Keith have?
All,
okay.
All of them. Ryan.
Yay.
F around and find out. What's the life lesson you learned the hard way?
Well, getting married before you're done with college when you don't know who you are yet.
You were 20-something?
About 20. Yeah, we couldn't drink, so 20.
And, oh my gosh.
You know, it lasted about 15 years, but then, she found some other people to invite over instead.
Oh, buddy.
I'm so sorry, Ryan. Mm.
But so.
Okay, it worked out. She screwed around for a while, and then she introduced me to my new awesome, beautiful wife. So it worked out.
Yeah, who put you on the phone to put you on blast? She called in.
She
are you serious?
And then put Ryan on the phone. So she's so she's there.
Yeah, don't F around with that girl.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I don't even know what it is. I did one, but I don't know what it is. We were talking about engagements. No one in the room is getting engaged.
No.
Least of all T-Hack.
But he would be the most likely to be honest.
At this point, like he's the most eligible person in the room.
Okay,
he's a good person. Knows how to be in a relationship.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Has a stable job.
Yeah. You hear that, honey? It ain't so bad.
So we were talking about like different levels of, it's basically...
We have a history of rejection. Let's just get out there and say it.
I want to say this. This is another reason why I'm not dating. Because I don't know how to ask somebody out.
Mm, okay.
Like if I saw somebody cute across the room, what you just go over and go, hey, you want to...
You just start up a conversation
or what?
No.
But that's where we're gonna end up. So let me just ask.
No.
Are relations in your like 6-hour
plan?
You
just have a conversation at first.
About what?
About what?
Anything.
About relations. That's what I want to end. Excuse me. What are your thoughts on? Do you want to stare at the gray hairs in my beard? Well, laying on your... Never mind. All right. Sorry. No, okay. So, long story longer, I don't even know how to start dating someone, let alone get to a place where you go, here's a promise ring. I know. The promise ring is a funny thing to me right now.
Yes. Yeah. It's not ideal.
But what is... Because I did it once, and...
How old are you?
Probably 19.
Yeah. Yeah. I was 18. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're not old enough.
Everyone's got to throw a promise ring out there. You only live once.
You
throw
don't have
okay, let's
to.
Okay, let's go in order. You're in high school and you're kind of going together.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, if you have a class ring, you put it on a chain and give it to her. So she wears your class ring around her neck.
Anyone? One gets class rings anymore.
I know, but there was a time when they
stopped.
Did.
Yeah, in like the 70s. No, that stopped a while ago.
It was still there when I was going to school, and that wasn't the 70s before you say
sorry,
anything.
60s?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, no, we didn't have class rings.
Did they even offer it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could buy them, but they were like $1,000 or something ridiculous.
They didn't do a big pitch where everybody's in the room. You're just like, oh, I want the one with the...
No, they just had like a table set up outside of like the cafeteria.
Is it Balfour still?
I don't think so. Uh-oh. That's not familiar.
I think that was the big class ring. I wanted one so bad. And then I don't know what, like, why, what would you do with it now?
I don't know.
Is it one of those things you hand down to your kids?
Oh, like, it was Jostens was
that's
ours.
That's what it was.
Jostens.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's step one of like jewelry commitment to a sig other is here's my class ring or here's my, like girls would try to get my St. Michael necklace that I wear, but I can't.
No. That, yeah.
I can't. That's been around my neck since...
Like, did you ever have a girl wear your initial?
Yes.
Interesting.
Like on a necklace, you mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Or just, okay.
Yeah.
We're getting somewhere.
But that, I didn't buy it for her. We were just out to dinner and I was like, is that an M? I was like...
How did you feel about it? Do you want to give... Like, is that something where you would want to give her the necklace?
Kind of, because you want... It's... So that's, I think what we're getting at is what is a promise ring? It's a way of going like, I want to buy you something that is the coyote equivalent of peeing on you.
Yeah, since you won't let me do that.
But it's like, I want to mark my territory a little, but not in the permanent engagement because we're 19.
No, I get
right.
it.
I'm not buying you an engagement ring.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like a letter of intent or something.
Yes.
You're like, I'm taking this seriously. But for me, it was like we're ending high school. I'm going off to college, but I want to still be with you. But I'm not going to propose.
So I promise with this ring. I promise. What do you promise? It's called the promise ring. Are you promising not to sleep with anybody else? Are you promising that you'll kill her if she does? Like, what is a promise ring? Yeah. I'm like, what is you getting an M around your neck? What does that mean? You're mine? Or are you mine only when you wear it?
No, I think it is like I promise to be in this relationship with you and
faithfully.
Only you. Yeah.
I'm not going to look for another girlfriend at school.
But you don't have anything. You know what I'm saying? You put a promise ring on her and then you're wandering campus just like a loose cannon.
Yeah. Would you want to wear a necklace with her initial?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Under my shirt? Because I mean, all the other girls couldn't see it. Right. I'm just saying, like the promise ring is your way of peeing on her, but she didn't pee back on you. The promise ring is unidirectional. It's not.
I agree. Well, and I didn't even get that far because my promise ring got rejected.
This is the only reason we've talked about this this whole time because I wanted T-Hack to be hurting.
It got the old Dikembe Mutombo. Not in my house.
Okay. Because when I gave my promise ring, I don't think I said anything. I don't think I said this is a promise.
But don't you kind of, if it's a ring, then that implies marriage. So you have to kind of dumb it down and go, no, this is just a promise. You have
but
to give
like
a spiel.
It was a ring that ended in a heart, like the heart in the middle of it. So it wasn't like a ring with a solitaire. It was like the ring itself, the metal of the ring became a heart on top. So it was like, it's definitely not, it's not a engagement ring. So it's like, here's something that I want you to wear to think about me all the time.
Okay.
When you're at CU and I'm not.
I'm feeling better about mine because I don't remember anything about the ring.
Oh, really?
So I've let go of it a little more, I think, than you.
Yeah. I dated that girl forever. I peed all over her for like...
Did you like take it and throw it after she denied you?
No, I just kind of...
Did you let her keep it?
No, she gave it back.
Were you on one knee? Explain,
no.
Just
don't
walk
do
us
that.
Through.
Because we had just graduated high school and it was kind of like, are we going to break up? And it was like, no, here's my promise ring to you. This is so lame. I hate this so much. I'm very uncomfortable. And she was kind of like, well, I don't know about that. Like she was hemming and hawing a lot. And I was kind of like, okay, well,
that doesn't feel like hemming or hawing.
Yeah,
it was like, no.
No.
Yeah. She was clear. she was direct and clear. Not interested. Again, the Dikembe Mutombo finger.
Wait, and then you have to break up with her immediately.
No.
You just shot your shot.
Yeah, and she denied it.
Yeah, you do not stay with somebody.
But she
after
somehow
you
spun it in a way that made sense, that we could still be together. I don't know. I genuinely don't remember what she said, but it was something. And I remember afterwards, we went to like a grad party, and my mom was there, and she had known about the ring, and so she was kind of like, so you know, she pulled her aside. How'd it go?
She pulled her aside.
Yeah, her aside.
Oh, I thought she
and
pulled.
I'm like, I'm giving her the no. It didn't go well. She's not wearing it. We're gonna. What was the return policy? Doing all that, yeah. So it did, but we dated for a little bit longer. We dated until I've talked about her before. She ended up getting pregnant with someone that wasn't me. That was as clear as she could be. But this is not going to work out.
Oh God.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to be all over the map because we're kind of in six different fights in the room at the same time. We don't normally do golf news here.
Yeah, not usually.
But today's our day. Some dude hit a hole in one on the fourth hole and then hit a hole in one on the fifth hole as well.
Two holes in one. Holes in
where's the S on this one?
Is it like Coles de Sac? Holes in one?
Coles de Sac.
Hole in ones?
Hole. Two holes in one.
Okay.
Two holes in two.
Yeah, no. It was two.
Let's do two hole in ones then. Two hole in ones. Oh my God.
Yeah. He had two of those.
Everyone
in the same
he
round.
Did really good.
Everyone listening, put your finger out. Point it towards your radio. Hit any button you can. Off button. Just hit anything because this is not going to get better from here. So the story that I read was like the average golfer has like one in 12, 15,000. I don't remember. It's like a huge number. 12,000 something.
Yeah.
To hit it once. And to hit it twice, you don't just go, one in 24,000. It becomes exponential. It's like it's an insane number. Of your possibility.
Is that how stats work though? Or don't you every time technically have the same chance? Right? Like
yes, but to hit two, your probability goes way down. You have the same chance each particular time, but to have hit two at the same time, that's when your probability is exponential and bizarre and impossible.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
So then the reporters were like, he needs to go buy a lottery ticket.
Why?
If he only got one hole in one, yes. But because he got two, he used up all of his luck and he shouldn't.
What?
Yeah.
No, no. I don't think.
He used up his luck for the day.
He used all his luck up on the first one. And then just now, he's probably going to get some weird disease because he used it up right away. He used up the next batch of luck, right? I'm the person who thinks. It's finite. Luck is really finite.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it exists.
So if you're on a lucky streak, it's got to end. You don't think it'll just keep compounding and get more lucky, more lucky.
Not only does it have to end, but I sort of feel like the universe will figure it out and go, oh, crap.
Accidentally gave this person too much.
Way too much crap. And then they got to just flat tire, bad marriage.
Bad things come in threes.
So do good things, though, don't they?
Maybe
he could go buy a lottery ticket. Things come in three?
I don't know. I've only heard bad
just
things.
Just deaths come in three.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I've heard deaths come in three.
I've only ever heard bad things.
Okay.
All right.
Are you keeping track?
Well.
Isn't it kind of offensive, though, for all these reporters? This guy's a professional golfer. And then they're like, man, so lucky today, huh? You're just so lucky. How do you get so lucky? He's like,
This is my day job.
It's what I do. I'm a professional.
But you get so down in the weeds on things like this. That's okay to call, because it is still lucky. You can hit the perfect shot, but it's not going to go in, man. Like where it goes in is when you're putting. We're not meant to hit the ball and have it go in from way back there.
Yeah,
there's
still luck. That's where he's aiming it, though. Yeah, it's over there at the little flag. That's the whole point of the game. It's like, you aim it here, you hit it in that hole.
Correct.
Like, that's what I did. Oh, better than anyone. You're so lucky. How do we get as lucky as you? It's like, you could get up at 5 a.m. and train for 3 hours every day. You could do all you hit the driving range, dedicate your life to it. Like this guy.
We're literally having none of the arguments we were having before.
Now we're
in
like
this whole different
argument.
Yeah, it's still lucky, in my opinion.
Who do you guys think would win if we were to play golf?
The three of us play golf? This is killer. This kills me to say. I know 100% for a fact it's not me. Because my son's getting into golf, and we went to Topgolf, and I lift my left, or I bend my left leg when I golf, which is like I look stupid,
like a baseball swing.
I don't ask me if it's some other
athletic
move.
Happy Gilmore it?
Oh, is it more like lacrosse? No, I don't know. How would I know what it, okay.
That's a good point.
And my neighbor Josh is out there just skying them outside, out of Top Golf. There's cars on I-25 veering because he's hitting it out of the park. So then I'm like, we're going back to my house and we're going to play guitar and I'm going to show you what's what.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you're lucky and you know how to play guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, how'd you get so lucky? Two chords in a row.
Dude, you know that it's different and you know that it is. I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, back to us golfing. It's either you or T-Hack.
But have you played before, Aaron?
No, I've only done Top Golf twice. But whenever I go putt-putting, I get holes in ones.
Okay, well, that's the end of the game. Well, like, the beginning of golf is being able to sky the ball. Okay. All my money's on T-Hack.
I'll be good at the windmill hole.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
For once, the show is not about us. It's about you and your problems. What's it called?
Other People's Problems. Gosh. OPP for short.
Tommy, what?
Tommy wants to know if he should give his ex another chance.
There we go. Tommy?
Yeah.
Yai. No, you shouldn't.
Thank you.
Thanks
That's
for coming
it.
On, OPP.
Good job.
Take
no,
care, man.
No, you should.
No, take care. We got to go. We don't have time to really solve a problem that's...
We already solved it. No.
Yeah, we did. Don't do... Okay, no, go ahead, Tommy. What's going on in your life?
Well, long story short, I basically was dating this woman for a while. You know, we were madly in love. Things were going great. You know, I kind of wanted to spend the rest of my life with her. But things started to deteriorate when she started talking to an old boyfriend again. And next thing you know, she tells me she wants a break. And it led to us pretty much not speaking for about a whole year now.
Okay. But you're thinking about going back to her anyway?
Yeah, basically we kind of reconnected here not too long ago, and kind of rekindling things a little bit. But you know, I mean, I was still pretty heartbroken. I mean, it was still kind of a fresh wound. But you know, she reached out to me, and you know, she apologized, and you know, she confessed she was wrong, and you know, I got to admit, I really liked her, so I thought, you know, maybe we could give it another go there, and. You know, she wants to get back together. So,
so you never, it was never your choice to break up ever. Like you wanted to stay with her.
Yeah, I was fully committed, but you know, she kind of got backtracked, to an old lover.
Do you feel like you can trust her though?
Well, that's a pretty good point. You know, I feel like maybe she got to, you know, try to see if that, romance was going to work out, and you know, it's given her a chance to try it, and maybe she came to the conclusion it's definitely not going to work. So you know, she's kind of swinging back my way, and I hate to be second choice, but you know, hey, it's better than nothing, right?
Does that make you feel good, like, oh man, you're the one that got away, or does it make you feel like she's settling?
That's a toughie. You know, maybe more along the lines of her settling. Which I'm fine with, you know. She's a cool
guy. Oh,
no!
Oh,
no, Tommy!
Tommy!
You want the truth, or you want me to sugarcoat it?
No, I mean, we want the truth, but it's
I'm
so...
I'm never related to an OBB so much more. Like, that's fine. I'll take it.
Let me give the phone number real quick. 303-222-5423. Or you can text in at 51059.
Because it also almost feels like you're settling. Like, you can do better than an ex crawling back to you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got me there dead bang. That's,
But I also think, I don't know, we're like assuming a lot of negative things about the ex
because
she's an ex. Like, we've all, I won't speak for everyone. I've made mistakes in a relationship that looking back, it's like, man, I screwed that up. I didn't treat that person as nicely as I probably should have. And if I could make it right, I don't know that I'd go back to him necessarily, but I wish I could have made it right. Even though I did screw up, that doesn't make me, I'm not unredeemable for the rest of my life. Like, maybe she got cold feet. Maybe she just wasn't as committed as Tommy at the time. And now she realizes, wow, I had this great guy here. And I was just still...
So Tommy is the one, unless she sees something shinier.
Yeah.
So do you want to live the rest of your life going, she loves me. I hope some other guy doesn't, like, buy her a drink at Forget-Me-Not.
I mean, just like me, Tommy is not a placeholder.
Easy, you know? It's possible.
That is you. That's well said. You left a boy for that
I
exact
did.
Thing.
I told it's him, like, I'm not a placeholder, and that's what Tommy needs to tell the ex.
But here's where. So I was 100% on no chance. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I relate to you, Tommy, is I think we all have a person that we go, that was love.
Yeah. Mm.
And she screwed it up, or I screwed it up.
You realize that.
Yeah.
Or the timing, or the location, or just there's a million reasons why. And so maybe it's just, maybe you're getting a second chance at love.
I'm ready to roll with it. You know, it would be so devastating, though, if she did this again. Like, I was hoping this was just the one off, but wouldn't it be terrible if, you know, somewhere down the line she changes her mind again? That would just be...
Here's the problem with this, because I can't answer, because I am the person who's like, fool me once, F you, but I'm also the person that's like, you know, what if she does it to you again, right? Or what if she's the love of your life and you live happily ever after?
Yeah.
Now that she just got this break and she went back to the ex and she's like, the grass isn't greener. Tommy is the one.
Like, you know, it's the risk you take when you put your heart out there. It's just
And they were so close. At least Tommy thinks they were close at the first time. Like, he was ready to spend his life with her.
Oh yeah. And it was really it was pretty abrupt, her being like, you know, actually I think I'm going this way and you can go that way.
And then you took the call, man. We all gotta learn to block. Yeah,
it's so
block.
Nice. You gotta
do you block?
Oh, I love it.
You really do.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh. I've been staring at my phone for a year waiting for a call. You want me to block?
Yes,
what?
You gotta block. I bet I'm blocked from a couple people right now. I guarantee.
You don't want to block. I mean, don't burn bridges. You know,
it's not burning a bridge. It's just you don't even know where that bridge is anymore. It's not burned. It's just,
it's
like,
just hidden.
You just burned the road to go to the bridge.
You know, now that I think about it, you haven't answered my phone calls in a while.
Well, we got one number blocked. Hang on, Tommy. We're gonna get you an answer. Hang on. I'm on. Okay.
It sucks because, like, everything that I've said, I am a firm believer in second chances. So I don't know.
I know.
I'm trying to be the strong, don't go back, but you never know.
I think Tommy, too. I mean, he doesn't want to relive the heartbreak, but you did it. Like, you know, you can do it. I know you don't want to go through it again, but you have gone through it.
You ever gone back with an ex?
But then how do you go into it with that open heart, without the trust issues, without the what ifs again?
The crappy thing about getting back with an ex is how quickly it feels great. Because you don't have that awkward, like, ooh, I don't know how to do the relations thing. Ooh, I don't know if she wants me to hold the door or not hold the door, or order her food. Not like you, like you just fall back into a rhythm so fast that you're like, so
this
then,
is it.
You're so like, if you broke up with somebody after two dates, it wouldn't hurt. You break up with an ex after two dates of getting back together, all those emotions are all already back. Like, you're insta so hurtable because you're so back in love so fast.
Insta so hurtable.
you just are.
Are you hurtable because you're feeling something deeper with someone than you would on just the second date with a random person?
Sort of, but is it real?
Or because you're running into friends or going, oh, you guys are back together.
I love you guys.
The inside jokes are coming back, and it's all just, we're back on that bike. I get it.
There are people that I would go back to, and it's, and I, like, I fight myself every day.
But what are you fighting? Why are you fighting? Just because you've broken up once? Is that enough reason to fight potential love?
The dude who wrote He's Just Not That Into You, whatever that book is, and it became a movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's a comedian. He wrote a second book, and it's called A Breakup Because It's Broken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you have to sit there and go, like, because you know how it is. Time starts to get you to this place where you're like, no, I love everything about her. Oh my God. And then you get back together and you're like, oh, that's it. I remember now.
Yeah.
There's all these other things that I'd forgotten that you do. But that's not Tommy. She left him.
Yeah.
So if she wants to come back, if the one that left you wants to come back, that's a tougher sell for me to say no to. If I dumped somebody and then they want to come back, it's like, even if my brain is going, dude, you got to let her back in, you got to say no. In his case, because she left him, he might have to go back.
And give it another spin, at least a couple dates.
Hashtag so hurtable again. All right. Tommy needs your help to go back to an ex or not. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This OBP has brought up a lot of weird emotions in me. Because it's like, I just said, I've been thinking about what I said. I said there's a lot of people I'd go back to. And the truth is, there's not, basically, it's Tommy's got a girl. She broke up with him to go explore one of her exes, and she's realized it's not right. She wants to come back.
Been a year.
A full year.
That's a lot.
But I just said on the air, like, there are a lot of exes I'd go back to, and I want to retract that. There aren't. But I'm saying, in weak moments, you can let yourself go, things weren't so bad with blank.
Yeah. It's familiar. You can get right back into the groove.
But that's
very
not
fast,
genuinely,
but
I don't genuinely mean, oh my God, I wish I was back with blank. But I can see where you could,
because there's no awkward first date. Oh,
nothing.
So what do you like? It's like, oh, and you're just reminiscing.
You can have a pants off party fast with an ex.
That's maybe not what you should do.
I'm a guy.
Top of the list.
Hello, I already know what sushi tastes like. I could have chose
any other
cuisine.
Food. Yep.
Literally.
You went with the
In-N-Out burgers. I could have chosen. Tommy needs to know if he should give her a second chance or not. Patrick.
Yay.
What do you think? Yes or no?
Not a chance. Don't do it.
Why not?
It's a loop cycle. The question on the table is, oh man, what if she does this again? We already have that answer. She did. She circles back because one wasn't good enough. And that she was already with dude, ended it with him, started it with the new guy, and then it was like, oh well, let's circle back to that one. She's just on lap number two.
She's a crazy Ivan. She just does the crazy Ivans. Never mind. Yep. Not everybody's for Red October.
It's like what
a Russian sub would do to, like, if you're like in their wake and they can't see you on the radar, they would just every once in a while just flip around, and if you're there, you're screwed. They'd run into you, and she's that person. She just keeps flipping around.
We already have the answer to that question, and it sucks, and it hurts.
That is a good point. She already went back to an ex. It didn't work out. We don't know why it didn't work out. Now she's going back to another ex, Tommy. So it,
yep.
That
she's like a doll collector. She's just got all these things. It's like, I'll play
We're
with this one this
back
week.
Over and over. We already know.
Okay. I mean, I don't like it, but
yeah,
it makes sense.
Have you done this?
No. Because I leave my stuff in the past.
If it didn't work out the first time, it shouldn't work out the second or a
smart
second.
But do you ever, I don't know, don't you try a restaurant? Maybe you don't have the best experience, but you go,
yeah,
let me,
Culver's.
Let me go back again.
And I went back.
And was it good?
No.
It was better,
but it's still not. All right. Thank you. Culver's, I'm coming back. I'll be there later. Sean?
Yeah.
What do you think? You have advice for Tommy?
I think you got to treat it like the old Russell Wilson veteran QB contract, man. You got to give him, you know, the short-term extension to go for the long-term deal. You know what I mean? You give her, you know, maybe let's say a couple of months, few months, see how that goes, and then you decide whether or not you're going to sign the long-term contract.
This isn't a, this, she's not an athlete.
You just called her a submarine missile thing.
Yeah,
sort of.
Yeah, let her hold up the hat and pretend like she's signed.
I mean, in the concept, because she left for another guy. So, like, you got to think about it in the terms of, you know, okay, well, if you had it, you had another team as an option, well, that didn't work out for you. So now you're coming back to where you made your home. And is it worth you being in that perspective? You know what I mean? So you give her the short-term deal. You judge it out. You see if there's the red flags of it coming back up.
But do you actually say this is a short-term deal to her? Do you, like...
You have to be upfront.
You have to say, listen, I'm going to give this a 1 year with an option.
I think you have to. I think you kind of... I mean, out of experience, that's what I would do. I would be like, hey... You know, let's see where this goes. We're going to try to do this, but it's not going to be like typical relationships. Most relationships, it's never a reset. You never get a reset. It's always unpaused. So think of it like a game of Super Mario Brothers. If you're on World 8, which he was at, getting ready to get married, he pressed pause the minute she walked out the door. You can't press unpause at World 8 immediately. You got to decide whether or not you even want to play the game again.
The sheer number of broken metaphors we have.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Hey, Slacker. Question for you.
Let's get a look at traffic. Here's Aaron. I already know what you're going to do. I saw the story, but go ahead.
Have you ever signed a prenup? And by ever makes it sound like you've been married a bunch, but that's not what I'm...
I've been married probably more than the average. I've been married twice.
Yeah, either time was that an option? Was that decline?
Even now, I mean, I have a nice house because I bought a foreclosed house a long time ago and stuff. But I'm not by any means, like, I don't have your buddy who owns hotels and Rolexes and all that stuff.
And we fight to be passenger princess.
Yes. Yep. We're not fighting. I just want.
Yeah. Oh, right. Because you let me take it.
Yes, you can have it. He would need a prenup if he ever decides to. But a guy in his position, why would he ever stop being a bachelor?
Right. I don't think that's in his plans at all.
Even when he turns like 40 or 50, you don't think he'll ever go like, I really just need to have a life plan of, because he can afford to pay somebody to wipe his butt when he's old.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, it'll probably be me based on our history.
So he's not going to pay you.
Oh my God. You want to, okay. What would you need?
He pays really well. Okay. You should see some of the things I've done for him.
I don't feel like I have enough to actually need a prenup, but based on my most recent divorce, I'd kind of want one. Even though there's not a lot, I'd still want to protect myself.
I have negative money, and I would absolutely prenup.
You would?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not only protecting me, it's protecting you. If I've seen it where someone's parent has passed away and they inherited so much money,
oof.
But it's theirs. And like, sure,
I think that's actually legally true, though, too. Even if you're married without a prenup, I think inheritance money is yours. I don't know that.
I don't see any issues with prenups at all.
Well, I think if you're in that situation where you get a windfall of big money like that, and then your first thought is like, well, how can I keep this from my spouse? It's like, then you're not playing the right game.
Correct.
That shouldn't be your thinking, or you're already 1 foot out of the relationship.
This person is more than willing to share, but if something were to go down, they also got a prenup for some other reasons that I won't share.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't see the issue at all.
I'm not saying that men have more assets than women, but in my history with people who've introduced a prenup, it's always been the guy wanting one and the girl basically saying, you think we're going to fail. Because to me, to go to someone, like I'm a person, how do I say this? I don't believe in safety nets. It's how I got here because I'm, and this is terrible because I want my kids to have a safety net. Like if you really? Want to be, if you want to be the next biggest rock star, do that, but also get a degree in coding or get a degree in business and get whatever. And I didn't do any of that.
Mm-mm. No, in like Dark Knight Rises, that movie with of the safety net where the guy is trying to escape from prison by jumping. He finally gets it.
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. When, there you go. Yeah. Is it Bruce? I don't know.
It is
okay,
Bruce.
Okay, it's Bruce Wayne.
And he's got the rope tied around him and, when and he can't make the jump.
But he finally gets rid of the rope and he makes the
you
jump.
You have no choice.
He has no choice. Yeah.
And I believe that is a way to get pretty much every rock star. This is the reason why most rock stars are on drugs, because you have to be on a ton of drugs to realize you're walking a tightrope between two buildings and there's nothing to stop you. It's like you're either going to make it and be famous or you're going to be nothing and penniless and it sucks. But a prenup is a safety net for a marriage. And it's basically looking at a person and saying, I want to spend forever with you. I think you're my person. I want to make babies. I want to walk into the sunset. I want to do all these things. But just in case, sign this.
Or it's saying, I don't know, because like we probably have different spending habits.
Yeah.
I just think
so many women look at it. And so I guess I don't have a position on it. I guess what I'm saying is I'm a huge
hypocrite.
Do you
regret not getting one?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, I do. Well, I mean, I don't, but I legitimately thought we were going to be together forever. I did.
Well, and you guys, you were together for a long, long time.
16 years.
Six. That's a long, long time. And also like, for me and my wife, we both had nothing when we got married. We were just out of college. Like, right. Neither of us had anything. So anything that we've gotten to this point, we've gotten together.
Okay.
So the purpose for us of a prenup, there would be no prenup because it'd be like, if something did happen, we would have to go through and split it because we both did it.
You built
we
it
did it
together.
Right. So, but, and same with 16 years of being with somebody,
yes.
You've built a lot together. And then to just go back to the prenup doesn't feel...
But what do you
fair
think?
Either,
let's pretend you just met Angie and you're your level of successful.
Okay.
Why'd you say it like that? Yeah.
It's a level. It counts.
Yes.
Come on,
yes.
Dad.
Yes. All I'm saying is, yes, it is definitely a level. Buildings can go up to 300 floor, stories, whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
But they also have basements.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that basement is a level.
Yeah. Right there.
The emergency bunker underneath the basement, technically.
It's a level. If you're started to date Angie right now.
Okay. Yeah.
And you walked up to her and said, I think we should have a prenup. First, how long would she laugh for?
I think she'd be like, yeah, I had one drawn up for you to sign.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. I'm not sure how we're going to land on this, but there's a dumpster diving chick who just got fired from her job.
Mm.
And as a person who has still in my home a few items that were procured... via dumpster diving.
Really?
Yes.
Like what?
Who did I give that one painting to? Did I give that to Amber? I gave a huge painting to somebody that I got from dumpster diving.
Really?
I just have some wall hangings that were definitely dumpster diving. It was like I drove by an eviction. Have you ever driven by an eviction?
I haven't, but I understand what you did. Because I would do that.
What'd you do?
Well, when they evict somebody, they just put all their stuff out. And like, if they're there, I kind of feel like stopping and helping them protect their stuff. Because it's like, they're just standing there like, oh my God, I just lost the place where I store all my stuff. Mm. And like, and there's just vultures coming in. It's like, hey, everybody back off. And a lot of times there's like a sheriff's deputy there to kind of like help with the eviction. And then it's like, whatever. But if they're not there, it's just... more often than not, I kind of perceive them as a, that you know, they give you days and days and weeks and months of notice of when they're going to do it. If you're not there, you're a dirtbag and you were just like storing your crap there, and then it's anybody's game.
I see.
So I've driven by and they just, the sheriffs kind of throw half the stuff in dumpsters and set it around the dumpster, and then just, we just all come in and just grab what we can and throw it in our cars and
get at all.
And they had valuable art.
It was a picture that was like big enough for my stair going up. Landing. Like, yeah. It was like, what is this? Like 5 feet wide? What's the average person's wingspan? 5 feet or something like
that? It's usually, I think it's about your height.
Okay, so 6 by 8.
Wow.
It was a huge painting.
And those are expensive.
Are you saying that's your height?
I was saying.
He said.
It's bigger than my wingspan.
Okay.
My God!
I was right.
Come at me, bro.
I was
Come
ready.
At me.
Let's get the sheriff in here.
All right, so anyway, there's a girl who did a different type of dumpster diving. She went into a dumpster where Victoria's Secret throws away their used stuff. So if somebody comes in and buys underwear or whatever, and then they go, they don't fit, they tag it with something, and then they throw it away. She went into the dumpster and retrieved it. Are we okay with that?
I've worked retail. So
all she did, like, if I come across a dumpster full of panties, who's to say I can't?
Okay. Then you could do that. Have you done that? You said a lot of things at your house.
The panty wall.
You said you gave some things to Amber. I don't.
A free exchange. Okay. Because what I'm, you, TX already read the story, as I'm sure Aaron has as well. I'm trying to back end the story.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, if you drive by a dumpster and there's crap in that dumpster.
Then you could take it. Sure.
Okay. The only thing missing is she works at Victoria's Secret and she's the one who threw the stuff in there. But what difference does that make? Why does that make a difference? Victoria's Secret's like, this is all trash. I've never understood this. It's like McDonald's goes, all those quarter pounders have sat there for 7 minutes and we have to throw them away after 6, and they just throw them in the back. If I'm a homeless guy walking by and it's like, hey, can I have those? No. No, you can't. We have to throw them away. Why? Like, can I just have a burger? No, you have to go out and buy one. Well, you're throwing away burgers right now. Yeah, they're too old. Well, they're not too old for me. I live on the street.
Well, I think if they are too old, they're potentially opening themselves up to a lawsuit. If they're like, they're past the date, we gave them to you, and you ate them, it got sick, now you can sue us, because we gave them to you.
Can you put him in the dumpster and let him dive, help him in?
But I think the dumpster is what removes the liability. It's like, we threw them away, and what happens after that, we don't know.
That's not up to
us. And the same with, because I've worked retail, and it was very frustrating, but if something is damaged, it's because you can't run a scam. Of having your friend buy something, then come back and return it. Oh, this is defective. Oh, okay, I'll throw it out. You set it out back. Your friend circles around, grabs it, goes away, gives you half the money.
And then you get the free item.
The free item, yeah.
This is implying this woman has a bunch of skanky friends who buy panties and return them all. I'm just saying, if the same person keeps returning something, you're going to stop it.
Yeah, yeah.
But can't she dumpster dive for panties?
Yes.
I'm really torn because I hate wasting it, and I have seen so many videos of people who work at like Ulta, and they have to literally destroy every single product.
Somebody uses a tiny little bit of foundation,
they return
and they go,
it.
It doesn't match my shade.
They have to empty out the foundation entirely, dump it on all of the other stuff. Powders, they literally will stick sticks into it and break it apart. Dump everything on it. Like, they make a mess of everything to make sure that no one's dumpster diving. And it sucks because it's such a waste.
But is that a liability thing too? If it's been open, they're like, we don't know what you put a drop of something in here, and it's gonna, if we put it back out on the shelf, I don't know.
So then, no to. You guys aren't coming with me to dumpster dive out behind Victoria's Secret tonight.
Are there panties for me?
Yes!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a woman who got arrested for doing something we all do, having a snack at the pool.
Okay.
It'll make sense in a minute.
Huh. Okay. I have a story about a guy who had a cow and can't always blame the cow.
What?
There's a cow in my story.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
There is a farmer in... He was a British farmer.
Oh, he's a British farmer!
Not in Florida, but
say
he's
more.
British. He was missing a Rolex watch.
No, this story probably makes you very sad. You like the Rolex watches, don't you?
Yes, the time teller.
Time teller, right.
I'm so bad at it.
Don't stop, though.
He lost his Rolex watch.
Oh, my God, do stop. Go ahead. You can just read it any way you'd like.
He lost it, and saw it forever. He said, you know what? That cow on this farm, that cow ate my Rolex watch.
No, a cow would not eat a watch.
Well, it's been missing for 50 years and never showed up.
50 years?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's done nothing but go up in value, even though it's perhaps in this cow's stomach.
Okay. Do cows live that long?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. In one of the eight stomachs. Don't cows have eight stomachs?
I don't know. I'm not a dairy farmer.
Well, he thought this Rolex was missing forever. Said the cow got it. Turns out he found it just out in the field. The cow didn't eat it the whole time. He's missing his Rolex.
How do we know?
Oh.
What if the cow ate it and then pooped it? I don't think we can rule the cow out.
That's true. That is true. The cow was saying, look, we've been arguing back and forth. Who ate it? Did I eat it? I guess it's a moot point. At this point.
I was going to go with something like, well, it's past your time.
Mm.
Past your. I just feel like there's a lowest common denominator of people who wouldn't get the past your part.
It's very good. That's much better than moot. Moot. Past your.
All right, my story comes out of Philadelphia. Zero Florida in stupendously stupid story thing today. So there was a woman who went to a pool. Everyone seemed to be having a good time, but this woman didn't like it. Maybe somebody splashed her wrong. I'm told that there was cows dining on
I've heard that
watchware. Timepieces.
British cows.
British cows eating her pocket watch. What have you done with my pocket watch? Anyway, she got mad at somebody and started a full-on melee, whatever. Cops were called. She eventually attacked a 10-year-old boy. Not fun.
Yeah, mostly not a good idea.
Where her light snack at the pool came in is when the cops got there, she took a bite out of one of them.
What?
Yeah, she decided to... She didn't like the cut of his jib, so she took a bite out of the law enforcement officer.
Okay.
He's highly upset because he doesn't know where his Rolex is.
Oh, no. She took a bite out of crime.
All right. That's all we got for today. It's past your bedtime. Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.